I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, August 14th. A migrant from Haiti who's accused of raping a 15-year-old girl at an emergency shelter earlier this year has been arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Corey Alvarez was out on a $500 bond and was supposed to be in court yesterday, but ICE arrested him outside his home in Brockton, saying they wanted to protect the community. Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz said his office didn't know the arrest was going to happen and that they're still moving forward with the case against him. In March, Alvarez pleaded not guilty to one count of aggravated rape of a child with force. According to investigators, the incident happened in March at the Comfort Inn on Hingham Street in Rockland. At the time, the hotel was being used by the state as a shelter to house migrants. Alvarez came to the United States legally from Haiti in June of 2023 and has been living at the hotel since October while seeking immigration status. Through multiple translators, the girl, who speaks French Creole, told investigators that Alvarez raped her in a room while she was getting help with apps on a tablet. She said Alvarez pushed her onto the bed and raped her. In October of last year, the 110-room hotel was tapped by the state to be used as a shelter. The Massachusetts Department of Public Health and the Boston Public Health Commission have no plans to take over Kearney Hospital by eminent domain. Dozens of employees of the Dorchester Community Hospital came out to a public meeting last night required by law because of Kearney's proposed closure. What some thought could be a last-ditch effort to influence stakeholders turned into a stark reality. The company that owns Kearney Steward Healthcare has asked a bankruptcy judge for permission to close the hospital by August 31st, nearly 2 months ahead of the 120-day period required by state law. Dr. Octavio Diaz, president of Steward's Northeast Region, said the company will try to help patients and employees leave Kearney smoothly. Steward will also provide a hotline for patients seeking health care elsewhere and plans to give MBTA passes to patients seeking imaging at other facilities. Kearney employees say they still receive little information about payouts from the company. After last night's meeting and a virtual one later today, DPH officials will either approve Kearney's closure or deem the hospital essential. In either way, the state does not have the power to force a hospital to stay open. Kearney Hospital and Neshoba Valley Medical Center in Ayer are both slated to close as part of Steward's bankruptcy proceedings. The state is still fighting to make sure the company's five other hospitals in the state stay open, with Governor Healey pledging $30 million to that end. Massachusetts Department of Public Health announcing that it had detected the second human case of West Nile virus in the state this year. The virus affecting a man in his 70s in Middlesex County, an area the department has marked as a moderate risk. On July 2nd, officials reported the first West Nile virus positive mosquitoes from samples collected in Quincy. The department says 145 positive mosquito samples have been taken this year from Barnstable, Berkshire, Bristol, Dukes, Essex, Hampden, Middlesex, Norfolk, Plymouth, Suffolk, and Worcester counties. The risk of human infection from West Nile remains moderate in the greater Boston area. Infected mosquitoes usually transmit West Nile to humans through their bites. Illnesses range from mild fever to serious diseases like encephalitis or meningitis. This year's first human case was reported on August 6 for a person exposed in Hampden County. There were 6 human cases of West Nile reported last year. So far, no animal cases of West Nile have been detected this year. However, earlier this month, the department announced the first animal case of Eastern Equine Encephalitis, or Triple E. A horse was diagnosed with Triple E in Plymouth, which prompted the state to raise that town's virus risk level to high. A former Boston police officer was sentenced in federal court in Boston in connection with committing over $20,000 in overtime fraud. at the Boston Police Department Evidence Warehouse. 61-year-old James Carnes of Canton was sentenced to 2 years of supervised release, the first 6 months of which will be served in home detention. Carnes was also ordered to pay a $5,000 fine and over $20,000 in restitution. In April 2021, Carnes pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit theft and one count of embezzlement. Between July of 2016 and February of 2019, Carnes submitted false and fraudulent overtime slips for overtime hours. He did not work for two overtime shifts at the evidence warehouse. Well, it's the most wonderful time of the year in the North End, the annual feasts. But this year, organizers are stepping up safety measures and hiring private security companies to work with Boston police to control the crowds. During this weekend's Fisherman's Feast, you'll only be able to enter through three security checkpoints. The goal is to keep the feasts family-friendly and allow the North End tradition to continue for years to come. The move comes after last year's events got out of hand, with police responding to several reports of underage drinking. North End residents say they support the extra security measures. The Fisherman's Feast actually hired the same security company that does the Boston Marathon. The first two feasts went off without a hitch, so organizers are hoping that streak continues for the rest of the month. A check of business news this morning, and stocks soared yesterday. The Dow shot up 408 points. The Nasdaq rose 407. The S&P added 90. Asian shares trading mixed as Japan's benchmark ticked up, but quickly ran out of steam from news that the prime minister won't seek re-election as head of the ruling party. The dollar rose. The euro is down. Oil at almost $79 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat the Rangers 9-4. They'll play again at Fenway at 6:10 tonight. The forecast from the National Weather Service today: mainly sunny, high of 85 degrees, or tonight partly cloudy, low of 56. Partly cloudy tomorrow, there's a chance of an afternoon storm, high 84. On Friday, mix of sun and clouds, high of 83, partly cloudy, 83 on Saturday. Marine forecast calling for 1 foot waves. Wind out of the north at 5 knots, becomes easterly later today, high tide 7:25 p.m. Sunrise 5:50, sets at 7:45. Traffic note: 4 River Bridge, scheduled to open at 9 o'clock this morning. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, August 14th.